Welcome to the after show. That's our music, by the way. That's our opening music.
Okay. Wow. It's really good.
So you and I were speaking amongst ourselves about how we couldn't get motivated like yesterday or whatever.
Oh, it was so tough to get motivated yesterday, and I don't know why. I mean, I was tired from the weekend, and I justified to myself that sitting around was okay.
Yep. Well, a little life pro tip I just saw on Reddit. It says, instead of feeling like you've blown a whole day, saying, you know, I'll get back on track tomorrow, they say, try thinking of each day as a set of four quarters, morning, midday, afternoon, and evening, and just pick a quarter and start going. Maybe it'll move into the next, you know, I suppose it could work. I don't know. But it's kind of like when I blow the whole day, I kind of don't mind blowing the whole day.
Really? You don't?
Well, once in a while, you know, I mean.
I think when you have kids actually living in the home, you feel more guilty.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But when you don't and you're like, who cares? Yeah. No one's relying on me to get them something for lunch tomorrow.
I just felt guilty yesterday because it was hot and our neighbors were in the water having a great time. And I felt like I should be out there doing something. You know,
like being in the water.
Like being in the water.
Oh, I felt like I should be doing laundry. And,
oh yeah, well,
which you're... I did do, and take care of the bills, and do this and do that, and I did do some of that stuff. And then I start. Once you start moving, though, you start moving. Then I mopped the floor, swept and mopped the floors, and I'm just like,
Jesus, what are you doing later? Come over to my house. We need a lot of stuff done. I got just because my wife was funny because yesterday she brought because we had guests over the weekend. They went home. And we started, and I cleaned up. I mean, I cleaned up the outside. We put all the laundry in the laundry room. And then she brought out the vacuum cleaner. She says, "Oh, I'm gonna vacuum." Well, the vacuum cleaner is still there, and nobody vacuumed. I said, "So you brought it out? That's what I want." She goes, "I can't get motivated." And
I couldn't either. Jason and I both were having a hard time. I think it's just one of those. You finally get like that extra day, and you're like, do I really want to spend it just cleaning? I mean, I guess I kind of did clean laundry. But, it was definitely something different.
Yeah. So today, I don't know. I'm going to get motivated to do something.
See, I feel like to get a break and feel justified getting a break, I need to come back to work. And then I justify taking a nap because I have to get up so early. It makes me feel better.
Well, I've been trying to find something to paint. You know, I haven't painted in months.
Yeah.
You know, and I looked and I found I want to do another Italian villa. But I also know since I haven't painted in months, it's going to be hard. I'm going to try to remember all the stuff that I learned.
Right.
And it's going to be difficult, but I can't quit.
What's going to happen to me when Nate goes off to college and goes off into the world? And am I going to be painting and
I don't know.
And singing in a band?
Yeah, maybe. That's what you're going to do.
What happens to you when that happens? You just
your
have a
life
change of life.
Your life opens up. When the kids go away, your life opens up. It is the greatest thing in the world.
That's so interesting. And does Kim feel the same way?
Exactly,
or does she
the
have that
way.
Like, oh, I miss the babies? Because
no.
I do have to tell you, I saw an 18-month-old yesterday who was the cutest thing ever. And I was like, oh,
well,
I miss that age.
We had a 3-year-old at our house. And I love her. She's a darling little girl, but I was not sad when she left.
So you really become selfish and all about you once the kids leave.
Once again, yes.
Although I don't think for you maybe it ever changed.
No, exactly. No, but it's believe me, we like our time that we have. It's a great time of life. It really is a good time of life.
Okay, so after the kids do go. Mm-hmm. You'll miss them, and you like to see them, but you have a...
I mean, listen, I wish my kids were not living in different cities. I told them a long time ago.
That.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I told them a long time ago, I said, there's a big world out there. You don't have to stay here.
Yep.
Okay? And I did, and I liked it, but you don't have to. And my daughter said, yep, I'm out of here. And Adam was out of... He went away to college and never came back.
Yep.
They're enjoying... And Leslie starts a new job tomorrow. Yay!
That's exciting.
It is exciting. She's excited. And it's like they are starting to make it on their own. Adam is doing well in New York City. I mean, his goal when he graduated college in, 2017, he said, I want to be in New York in 5 years. That was his goal. He got there in 2.5 or maybe 3 years. So he wanted to be in New York City, and I don't understand it because I want to be as far away from New York City as possible. But he's different. So... Yeah. I mean, I'd love to have him here. I mean, I have friends who have their kids here and they get together for Sunday dinners.
I know, right?
And I miss that because that's what I did growing up. We got together with both sides of the family, had Sunday dinners. It was great.
Oh, really?
We would do one, we'd stop on Sunday. We'd go to, Grandma Michelina's, and then on the way home, you go to Grandma Margaret's.
Oh, wow.
And our cousins were there at both places, and it was
every
great.
Every Sunday?
Pretty much every Sunday until we got to be like teenagers and late, you know, later. When we got our own licenses, we never saw those people again.
We saw them at the wedding.
That's right, at funerals. That's it. But, you know, so it was nice to have that. And you know, but so I don't have that, but, you know, it is what it is. I miss them, of course. And I told, you know, this past weekend, I said to my wife, I said, for the Ring of Fire, I said, next year, I want all the kids here. You know, Leslie and her wife and Adam, and if he's with somebody, mm-hmm. fine. For that weekend, I want them to come for a few days, stay with the dogs, the craziness, the noise, the nuts, everything, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
I really kind of missed it. It's not the same without them. And they'll love it. I mean, that's a great evening then.
So you had a three-year-old at your house this weekend?
Yes, my niece's daughter. Beautiful little girl, just a sweetheart, and she's smart. Oh my God! Well, her parents are both ridiculously smart. Her father went to U of R on a full ride.
Yeah. Oh
which
wow.
They don't do.
Yeah.
And the mom, Crystal, she went to U of R. That's where they met. And she went to graduate school after. And they're brilliant people. But it's fun to see the 3-year-old knock the hell out of them because. They're just overwhelmed with this little girl. It's amazing.
Right?
And it's, you know, I get it because we all go through it.
Oh, you know? It just happens.
They just run your life.
Yeah.
They just run your life.
Nate is going to Cooperstown for a week, and we had a meeting last night on it. And I said to him, so I won't see him besides at the games for a week. It's like it's basically like camp.
Yeah.
What they're doing. And just the coaches will be there. They have to shower in their bathing suits and wear shoes and all, like everything you can imagine. And I probably annoyed everyone because I asked 100 questions.
Of course you did.
And this one mom goes, so is this like your first one doing this? And I'm like, this is my only. She goes, oh, okay. This is our third. Like, they're going to drive to the place themselves.
Yeah, really. They're
like,
12.
It's fine.
I know. That's the thing. You got to let go. And he will grow up a big, big time in that week.
Oh, that's what they said. They go, the kids don't want to leave.
Yeah.
Like, there are times when, like, you can take them out and take them to dinner. And the one mom, who this is her third one going, she's like, yeah, last year my son didn't want to go with us. He was like, I want to stay.
Yeah, I get it. It's fun. You're being with all your buddies. You're playing baseball. What's better than that?
Yeah, but there's no air conditioning.
Yeah. That's...
I did tell Nate that. And he goes, oh. I go, we'll get you a clip fan for your bed. Because that's what you could have.
Yeah, well, he won't get it. He won't get balls busted on that at all.
No, they said all the kids have a
great
one. Yeah. Okay. And then they put fans in the windows. They have some box fans. But still, I'm like, there's no air conditioning.
Yeah.
I'm paying a lot of money for this. There's no air for my baby.
Take him to the Hall of Fame. The Baseball Hall of Fame, the last time I was there many, many years ago, wasn't that exciting. But at least he can pick his spot where he wants to have his statue.
This thing is cool, Tony. They get a ring.
Yeah. Oh, you know what you're going to see there? Have you been there yet?
A ball and like a card for this whole thing.
Have you been there yet?
Thing. No, I haven't.
Okay, because you're going to see grown men playing at, what's it called, Legends Field or something like that? They have...
Legends?
Well, there's another...
Okay.
It might be... But anyway, there's another... what happens is these guys in full uniforms playing games, okay? I mean, I was there watching a bunch of guys... This is probably, you know, when I was maybe 20 years ago, whatever. Grown men past the age of Major League Baseball players who are now just playing in their fantasy leagues, you know, but they're playing in full uniforms all day long on these fields.
Really?
Yes. And they're good. Okay. These are guys that maybe some of them played ball. Maybe they didn't make it to the majors. Maybe they just wanted to. But they're serious. And it's like watching Major League Baseball players.
Oh, wow.
Okay, because they're warming up, they're playing games, and people are in the stands. It's cool. Hmm. And it's not just, it's grown men in their 50s, okay?
Right.
Some 30s, 40s, 50s. I've seen 60-year-olds. Yeah. So it's a way of, Cooperstown is baseball. It's a way of life. It's all that town is.
Okay.
It's a beautiful, beautiful little town. I love
it. We'll figure that one out. We're also going this weekend for another tournament that's, I don't think it's in the Dreams Park or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be there. And we'll probably do some of those things.
Yeah, you'll see that stuff. It's very cool. And there's a store that there's one of the baseball stores you go in, constantly playing three baseball movies: Field of Dreams, Sandlot, and Bull Durham. Just down the TV, 24/7.
Really?
Yes.
How funny!
It's great. It's great. Again, I haven't been here in a while. Who knows? But it was. You'll enjoy the weekend, and your kid will love it.
I don't know about the whole week stay. That's going to be hard on me.
On you.
I did ask many questions.
It'll be easy for him.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because it was like, yeah, they just pick up the uniforms and they get washed. And I'm like, what kind of detergent do they use? He has sensitive skin.
Oh, God.
And, you know, I was like, and then Jason goes, and this is why I told her she had to come, because she asked me these questions, mm-hmm. and I don't have the answers. I'm glad you do. He's just smiling the whole time going, this is what I deal with.
Yeah, exactly.
But I asked all the questions. No one had to ask a thing.
No one had to ask a thing because they just let it go. They know they've been doing it
for a while. Except one dad asked if you could drink beer.
Of course. There's the dad question. Can I drink beer?
And that wasn't even my husband.
All right, kids. Spread this around with your friends on all your, Facebook
socials.
It's at warm1013.com, the after show. See you tomorrow on the radio.
Bye.